Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Archbishop Vigano, I guess he'll be probably killed any day now. All the stuff that he's done. It now seems clear to me that we are facing a siege on both the social and religious front. The so-called emergency pandemic has been utilized as a false pretext to impose the vaccination and green pass in many nations of the world in a simultaneous and coordinated way, lockstep. They support them in this wicked plan and go so far as to condemn those who do not accept being subjected to inoculation with an experimental gene serum with unknown side effects that does not impart any immunity from the virus, to say nothing of the moral implications related to the presence of genetic material derived from aborted fetuses, which for a Catholic is more than sufficient reason to refuse the vaccine. We are at war, a war that is not openly declared, that is not fought with conventional weapons, but a war all the same. The alliance is not between the state and church, but is between the deep state and deep church. And, of course, the real deep synagogue. Don't forget about them. Let's take John in Tennessee. What's on your mind, John?
Robert, my friend. Yeah. How are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
Well, you know, I mean, we all hate the fear porn, don't we? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know what fear porn is.
Well, you know, Alex Jones, they're coming for you. They're going to do this.
You know what I mean? Is it fear porn anymore? Is it fear porn anymore?
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm not taking a jab for constitutional reasons. You know, the government shouldn't be able to jab anybody with a needle, and I'm not guilty of spreading a virus until proven innocent. That's the reason I'm not taking it.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I'm not taking it, but...
That's got to be... The top of the list.
It's spiritual for me, though. It's spiritual and moral. It has to do with you're tampering with my code of life. first and foremost. Right. Constitutional reasons second. Yeah, sure. But no, you're not genetically sabotaging me. No, not unless you knock me out and give it to me when I'm knocked out. But other than that, no, I'm not doing it on my own.
No, but as far as all these other people that are, you know, coming around and making all these videos and telling us what's in the vaccine, I mean, you know, it's been 10 months, almost a year now. By now, mm-hmm. some nurse, some doctor, somebody could have grabbed the vial of this stuff. Somebody who converted to
they already have. They already have.
Are there good, high-quality videos of them putting a drop under a Petri dish?
That's what I'm saying. You've got. That's why I always say this allegedly. Because,
yeah.
I mean, look, there's people out here, all these doctors and so forth, and La Quinta Colomna in Spain, the guys, you know, all over the world that are looking at this stuff. But is their footage real? Number one is, but look, I have this unnerving, let's just say, premonition that a lot of this is let's just say highly probable. That there is some very evil components that have been encapsulated in these vials.
Well, I think the most evil thing is simply the fact of population by 51%, you know, majority opinion saying we're okay with the government sticking people with a needle when the media or whoever says there's a worldwide pandemic. Because, you know, here in Nashville, we're booming. We've got cranes all over the sky. There's been skyscrapers going up here. My dad's got cancer. He's getting chemo. He's gotten both jabs. He's gotten the booster. He's getting the flu shot. So in some markets, yeah, there's jabs. They're causing heart problems. They're killing people. But in other markets, they're not. So again, the roundtable discussion of, endorsing
we're
full
still
vaccination
not even,
of
still
all
not, Yeah. Well, we're still not even a year into this. I mean, it's only October. Hell, they have just started. They just started hitting people. What, 7 months ago? 8 months ago? I mean, that's a very short time period. So we 2025 is a long way out. 2025 is a long way out. That's the real projections of this depopulation. Now it looks like, on top of this, they're probably going to throw some sort of an attempted holodomor on us through squeezing up the various supplies of food and other things. Of course, heating, whether you're on gas or up there in the Northeast, you're on oil. But looks like they're going to try to do the artificial scarcity on this winter. You know, everybody's bills are going to go up, and you know, I mean, 40% of the dollars in circulation just came in to effect in the last 8 months or something. It's nuts.
Well, I'm not all for. I'm on the side of they're going to totally enslave everybody and put the whole world under a social credit score. The depopulation thing, I'm not on board with that because they're still going to need warm bodies to run their Amazon and all the other crap. They're still going to be producing goods in China, and they're going to need consumers all over the world. I don't think they can.
Are you looking at Boston Dynamics? You looking at Boston Dynamics and all this though? The robotics that's coming online. My gosh, they're like Bill Joy said Sun Microsystems, why the world doesn't need us. He wrote that a long time ago, and I think that they've come to a point with AI and robotics to where they're like, we can start whacking them now, and I think we're at the beginnings of it.
Well, I think they can turn red states blue is what they can do. They have to get people to stop believing in their rights and be, you know, obedient workers, like George Carlin said. What do they want? Obedient workers. They're still going to need workers. But, you know, like we say, we're putting all the tracking devices in there, all the nanoparticles, all this, all that. Well, then why put the fetal baby stuff in there? For what reason? You just gave everybody
the
religious
objection.
Well,
that's a spiritual reason. Haven't you watched The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy, where the little
no,
where they were
put? I'm not watching it.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it was a movie, but there's a principle in there that they were trying to feed the golden child blood, like, and yeah. To taint the kid spiritually, because the kid was in the movie, he was a spiritually pure being. And so that's why they want to taint everybody with aborted stem cell and fetal cells, is to taint us spiritually. They believe that by it's like throwing bacon on a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? It's the same kind of principle. Like, hey, we're gonna feed all these Christians aborted fetal stuff, and it's gonna screw them up spiritually. That's kind of like their belief system.
Well, yeah, and that's another angle. That's another front we could fight right now. Every one of us could just walk into the Christian churches and get that data from, I forgot who we were watching last week, but she said there's aborted fetal cells in all three major vaccines. Now, where is that? Is that in the insert? Is that in the pamphlet? Where is the proof there's aborted fetal anything? And if there is, you have to walk into every single Christian church in the United States of America and go, how can you pastors say go along with this? You know what I mean?
You don't remember Pastor Robert Jeffress down there in Dallas at the First Baptist, where he said he's got a mega church. He's like, well, if these babies already died, their cells or whatever could be used to let other people live.
Right.
They made
the Christ-like sacrifice for us to live. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that bullshit. Yeah. No, it's like I said, it's like you said, it's going to get down to a time of physical war. It is. It's going to have to be a physical war. We're going to have to throw off the tyranny. It's right there in the Declaration of Independence. And then again, with the economic stuff, you know, I'm losing my job because I refuse to take the jab. I turn on Neil Cavuto on Fox or Varney on Fox Business Channel, and he's telling me it's the Great Resignation. They got a title for this thing. It's the Great Resignation. It's all of us walking away from our job for not taking the jab. They're going to call
great
it the termination.
The Great Termination.
It's awful.
The Great Termination, he should have said. It ain't like you guys wanted to walk away from your job. Right.
No, but I mean, they wrote the laws ahead of time. Nobody's going to get unemployment for quitting your job. All the laws are written going, you didn't obey company policy, you were fired for cause. You don't get unemployment. So it's a resignation. You quit your job. That's what everybody's being told. I mean, this is the time we're living in. I mean, I'm a month out, Robert, and if it goes that way and I don't have another job to back me up,
I sent you that stuff from Wren's Law, where they've got the letters, exemption letters on the on their website, the religious exemption letters. They're floating around in a lot of places. Have you tried
our
that?
Our company already rejected a religious exemption by one of our guys. And listen to me, we have a nuclear pharmacist where I work whose IQ is off the charts, Robert. His IQ is off the charts. This guy's three steps ahead of anyone. You would love to have this guy train you. He's the smartest guy on the planet. He's got a doctorate in pharmacy. He has the blood work that says he has the antibodies in his blood. He's a pharmacist, and I work for a Fortune 500 pharmaceutical wholesaler, and he said, I don't need a vaccine. And you all know this. I don't need a vaccine. So he filled out for his exemption, and it was denied. Here's a guy making six figures. You're going to let this guy go over the jab? You're going to turn – I mean, Robert, I've already trained my replacement. They're turning my company over to a bunch of low-IQ black people. There's no sanity going on here.
Yeah.
And yet the media goes on, and they're gonna, like I said, it's going to be another Great Depression. All the markers are there, and they're going to blame us for quitting our jobs. It's our fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
I hear you. All right, man. I'll be in touch. Take care, John.
Hey,
we'll talk soon.
Hey, Robert? Yeah. Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah. I got that. I'll play that a little bit for the audience if they haven't heard it.
All right, buddy.
All right, later. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. What's up, Chance?
Yes, hello, Robert. You know, even Noah was a conspiracy theorist until it finally rained, huh?
Yeah.
I want to run something by you, Robert. I want to see what you think about this. Remember I mentioned the 5G and the chemtrails as possible links? When you mentioned this swab, when you mentioned this swab up the schnozola, I thought right away, I said, wait a minute. I remember reading a while back about the pineal gland. The pineal gland was supposedly a target by these ghouls. Remember they put things in stuff to calcify your pineal gland?
Yeah, fluoride the water, yeah.
Yeah, could there be a possible link with the pineal gland, too?
People have made that. You can find videos on BitChute and Odyssey and other places where they believe that swab is getting up there, the blood-brain barrier, and it's getting not near the pineal, but near all of those places. I read that article, which was really good, about how it's basically putting your defenses down by constantly screwing around with those endothelial cells and all that stuff. Really bad news, man. That's what I say. It's like if I'm so contagious to where I need to wear a mask, let me spit in a cup. I'll spit now, in a cup
exactly, or a swab inside the cheek. But you know, Robert, if I'm not mistaken, I think I've read that the pineal gland has a special significance for our spiritual.
Yeah, that's your third eye stuff, and the pine cone symbolism around in architecture. Yeah, that all has to do with the pineal gland. The symbol of Ra from the Egyptians, the letter R there and all that. It's a lot to it.
Yeah, I just wanted to run that by you. Thank you for taking my call now, Robert. God bless.
All right. And then remember the Great Reset. The Great Ra, R-E, and then you split up Reset, R-E, the Egyptian god, and then Set, the satanic, the great king Satan, the great, you know, that's a lot of people have broken down, the great reset, the great king Satan, the great king Set. Very, very interesting, all of that esoteric breakdowns, etymology. Let's take Wolverine Fred on line 5. What's up, Fred?
Hey, USMC, Robert, the guy in Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, he just corroborated the Kalergi ops, right? He corroborated the Kalergi ops. He corroborated what, was, spoken, rather succinctly by Fauci and Rick Bright of BARDA. Have you ever heard of BARDA?
I covered it last week.
You did?
Yeah.
So you covered that segment from their 2019 presentation?
Yep, I played it last week.
Astonishing.
Yeah.
A novel avian virus they're going to capture, isolate, replicate the RNA material, and then
they need to disrupt everything to insert this vaccine against the public's will and the whole nine yards. Remember all that? Yeah.
that's the Milken Institute.
Yeah,
public health, and none other than George Washington University, which is the global epicenter for communitarian policy studies, care of Amitai Etzioni, of course, one of Satan's kosher certified Talmud of Kabbalah, Franken Swine Slimestein ops. Max Eigen, that's where that excerpt is. And relative to these edicts from these major corps, if they're chartered in that state and the state legislature has not enacted any compulsory compliance scenarios for masking, vaccine, yada yada, then they would be in violation of their charter to demand and enforce, well, coerce anyone in their employment to comply. That would be a violation.
I think we're way past charters and the written word and things that are supposed to guide business entities or government or anything to act a certain way. I think all of that's been thrown to the wayside. We have butchers now ready to run the Red Terror, and they don't care what's written on a GD piece of paper, as old W said years ago. The courts are completely off the rails. I think we just have a complete facade of some system of law that doesn't, you know, it's just barely even hanging there anymore. And now we're going to move into just brute force. And look what they're doing to the people from the January 6th. You know, now even if you were on those Capitol grounds, they're allegedly going to try to start going after people, and you weren't even anywhere near the inside of the Capitol. I mean, this is where we've gone. We're going into NKVD, Cheka, Red Terror, and we've got this Jew, Merrick Garland, with his dirty wife at the head of the Department of Injustice, and this guy's going to be your Genrikh Yagoda of the 21st century. Yeah,
well, Karen Kingston actually identified Don Johnston, who's like a deputy attorney general, a few weeks ago in one of her presentations regarding these so-called memorandums, these declaratory memorandums. She said it's an absolute farce to suggest that it has any valid authority whatsoever.
And they don't easily care. These people don't care. They put out an edict and they say, and they get the goons to follow it, and it could be the most unconstitutional, repugnant thing. And guess what? These people are so brazen. They've gotten to the point now where they laugh. That law, that applies to you. That doesn't apply to them, you little slimy goy. That applies to you. We do what we want. This is the Politburo. See, D.C.'s the Politburo now. We have to realize
identified the subject matter of the Jewish menace of COVID-19. It's a read-only on BitChute, the Jewish menace of COVID-19. And it lists BlackRock and all the rest, man.
And
BlackRock took the controlling interest in Pfizer, 8 or 10 years ago, whatever.
And then these are the guys buying up all the homes. You see, all the subdivisions buying up all these homes. What do you think they're going to do with them? I read all that stuff weeks ago. They're going to make a nation like Jefferson said. We're all going to wake up penniless on the nation our forefathers conquered. That's what it is. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Well, I guess it's crunch time. It's
about to be.
Matter of getting out and networking with True Blue Patriots.
Well, here's my thing, Fred. As long as there is still calm in the streets and you have cops trying to do their job and jails still being able to hold people and everything else, you know, there has to be this time where there's going to be a slip or a glitch in the system to where it's going to become chaotic enough. And this is the time for, if there's any decent people left in the with the ability to strike and to strike near the heads of the Hydra. As I was talking about the Hydra earlier, this is one that needs to happen. Because right now, like, you know, trying to assemble any kind of movement right now, they're just decapitating these things and they infest them with feds. And it's so ugly right now. It's a panopticon, I'll tell you. What? Any last words, Fred? I'm going to move on.
Yeah, well, I hear you. I'm just thinking this is still an opportunistic time to connect with some of the more noble, righteous people, like you said, in so-called law enforcement.
The big cities are going to burn, and it's outside the cities, America, which is going to reset this country if it's going to happen. The big cities are going to burn. I don't care how many cranes are in the sky over there in Nashville, like John was talking about. We're living on a very, very fragile thread. Once that thing breaks, then shit, everything will come down.
Yeah, well, E. Michael Jones, you remember Truth About the Revolution, and there's that female rabbi, Susan Talva or something like that. Barack Barry Sartor Obama is standing right next to her, all smiley face. And this is in the context of the Bolshevik League of Megalomaniacs, which EMJ approved 400 synagogues and associated organizations. Organized, funded, support the Bolshevik League of Megalomaniacs, and they're the ones behind it all, man. Right?
Yeah, and don't forget about all the goons over there in Rome too, and running the freaking Vatican. They're a bunch of dirtbags too. All the Jesuits, I'll tell you. All right, Fred, we'll talk to you soon. David in Massachusetts. David, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, yeah, I was going to follow up a little bit on last week's call to your show, where I was talking about Alex Jones. Yeah. You know, I think this isn't so much for your audience, but what he thrives on is these, Judeo-Zionist Christian types. And he keeps invoking God and Christ and the devil and you know, he presents himself as a spiritual authority on God and Christ and the devil and the relationship between God and the devil and everything. So a lot of these dupes think, well, hey, Alex Jones has got to be for real. He keeps talking about God and Christ and everything. Therefore, the guy's got to be for real. If he was a phony, he wouldn't be talking about God and Christ. Well, let me tell those dupes something. Jesus said that many will come after me, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And a lot of these idiots have been taught by these satanic preachers and everything that means many will come after, people will come saying, I'm Jesus Christ, like Alex Jones would be saying, hey, you know, I'm Jesus. No, that's not what that means. Jesus was saying that many are going to come after me, and they're going to witness and testify that I am the Christ, that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. But they're going to take my name in vain. They're going to use my name to further their own evil agenda. It's called taking Christ's name in vain. And let me tell Mr. Jones something. Listen, Buster, the scripture says that no one that takes Christ's name in vain will go unpunished. And if you're taking Christ's name in vain, and only God knows for sure, I'm not the ultimate judge, but I can judge you as far as I'm concerned, and I think that you are taking Christ's name in vain. And you better be careful about taking Christ's name in vain, because you won't go unpunished. Okay? And you're in with Trump, and you're in with Flynn, and you're in with this Roger Stone that claims that in jail he got hooked up and found his Catholic roots again and everything. And I think you're just a bunch of Republican bums, and I don't think you're the tip of the spear. I think you're the tip of the QAnon Q-tip, Mr. Jones. I think you are the tip of the QAnon Q-tip. And you know, what have you done with Stuart Rhodes, huh? Stuart Rhodes used to be on your show all the time, too, but now there's no more Stuart Rhodes, is there, Mr. Jones? Yeah, there's no more David Knight or Millie Weaver or Nick Begich or John Rappaport.
All right, David, thanks for your call, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Community, and I'm You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right, we're back. Cindy Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So a new World Economic Forum video. This is on American Thinker. Celebrating a universal COVID pass that would allow people to travel anywhere around the globe and go into any facility anywhere with this single pass proving their vaccination status. Never mind blah, 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 blah about the efficacy. And look, I don't believe that these vaccines were ever designed for a virus. I have come to the conclusion that these are tracking system, operating systems that have a dormant kill shot in them that can be activated. Now, unless you got the saline, of course, the placebo. But somewhere along the line with boosters and flu shots, nobody's going to have placebo after a certain time. That's why no flu shots, no PCR tests, no COVID shot or anything for me. Nothing ever again. I haven't taken a shot in hell, I don't know how long. I'm not taking any more. So the point of that is, in this brave new world, unless you're vaccinated, you're not going to be allowed to go anywhere or do anything. You won't be able, you won't just be a second-class citizen. You'll have no life at all. Well, this is in places controlled by the Marxists. Now, right now, there are pockets in the United States where none of this has affected anyone yet. Now, the supply chain disruptions and so forth and so on, these are starting to affect people in areas controlled by, let's just say, traditional liberty-minded people. But we're going to see the squeeze even on them. So you got to stay on top of your leaders. If you can, pull up, get to a place where none of this crap's going down. That way you'll be around like-minded people, so forth and so on. So you won't just be a second-class citizen. You'll have no life at all, something that's already started here in America with leftist policies leading to thousands of firings across the country. Well, leftist, corporate, whatever. Biden puts out the little fake mandate, which has no teeth, OSHA, all that bogus stuff, and corporations were already on board because it's all part of the CFR, World Economic Forum, BS agenda, all right? So they've already been – this has already been – hammered out between all these people beforehand. Okay, therefore you better get vaxxed, and once you are, promises the video, the world is your oyster. Okay, now the Sundance, a writer for Conservative Treehouse, caught something ominous about the video. The entire premise of the World Economic Forum's COVID pass is predicated on a blood test being able to identify whether a person has been vaccinated or not. Think about that carefully. Think about that deeply. Now, I'm hearing about other places. A doctor in examining an unvaxxed woman saying, I know you're not vaxxed. You haven't taken the shot. And she's like, well, how do you know that? And he's like, because your womb is not damaged. So there's things that a lot of these doctors are noticing. See, I tell people that I run into that have taken this jab, go get your blood work done. Go check your immune system, your lymphocytes, and all that stuff. See if it's in normal ranges. You had that one doctor in Illinois that I played either last week or the week before, and he said, hey, I looked at this guy, and I did his blood work, and he took the first shot, blood work kind of went crazy. The second one, it went real crazy. So any of you that have had to subject yourself to this freaking thing, do your blood work ASAP. You don't know what to believe, but you see these people's blood and the damage that's done to the cells and everything else. Well, we'll see. Currently, proof of vaccine status is dependent on paperwork and registration in computer systems. If for some reason you got the shot on the sly without that paper proof or being entered in the system, it would be as if you never got the vaccine. Sure, a blood test may prove that you're immune, but it's possible to tell if that's from natural immunity or from getting a vaccine. If a blood test cannot prove whether we've been vaxxed, what the heck is the World Economic Forum talking about? Sundance has a guess. The World Economic Forum proposal is based on a blood sample or a blood test to prove you've been vaccinated. The only way that it's possible is if the vaccine itself carries some form of marker that permanently stays at a cellular level in your body, which can then be detected in a blood test. Let's call whatever is in your blood system a marker, because genetically we do not know what they would be specifically be looking for to isolate blood as vaccinated versus non-vaccinated. They are looking for something. So let's call that a marker. That means the following points are evident. Whatever the marker is, it has to be present in all versions of the vaccine. Whatever that marker is has to be present permanently, and whatever that marker is was known by the World Economic Forum to exist prior to this proposal. Without a way to identify vaccinated blood, the entire premise of the COVID pass proposed by the World Economic Forum is moot. So the question becomes, what is that marker? Very, very interesting, folks. Let's take Brent in Dallas. Brent, greetings.
Yeah, this is Brent Howell. I just want to get vindicated here. Remember I called you and I told you that our immune systems were the best defense and that the doctors would go all around and around, but now the information is in. It's been proven we're like 47 times better off with immunity.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm vindicated. I'll throw out something.
Well, I guess we're all vindicated. All of us that refuse to get vaccinated. Hell, I would rely on my own immune system versus taking some genetic sabotage injection as well. Yeah, go ahead. You're vindicated.
Yeah. Well, that was some time ago. I called because I've been working during the summer, but now I'm going to throw out something just wild and speculative, just for everybody to think about. It's funny. Sea life has an organism that essentially can live forever, and that's a small micro kind of life that they have there. But I wonder if, like a giant squid maybe, or an octopus of some nature may be able to live forever also. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, that Hydra vulgaris is related to the jellyfish on a much smaller level, but it's interesting the way that the whole thing's made up of like 70% stem cells that are constantly regenerating, and these things don't die, and basically they've shoved them in people's bodies. Quite possibly, I'm not saying that it did, but it's possible.
Intelligence among themselves, check also these man of wars with the blue blood. You know,
yeah,
there's a big industry there. Anyway, just stuff I'd throw out there, you know, for people to fictionalize upon. Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Let's see here. New rules force Navy SEALs to pay back training money to the military if they refuse the injection. So hopefully, you know, in the case of some of these, I don't know, like with John in Tennessee, whether anybody's trying to sue this company over these forced vaccines, anybody tried to get together, and or whether he's the odd man out that doesn't want to take it. But, there's a bunch of different legal organizations out there, Rutherford and Wrens and all these other ones. Frontline Doctors has that one that they're attached to. Now I'm hearing things that Frontline Doctors is now maybe saying that the vax is okay. I don't know. I'm very, very weird stuff coming out. Doctor ejected from his hospital for not taking the injection, vows to keep fighting for medical freedom. 22-year-old state trooper says communist governor Jay Inslee can kiss my ass during resignation. The Bolsheviks are taking Washington State to hell. You know, very, very nuts. Let's, Mr. Producer, get clip 10 ready. Let's go back to 2012, shall we? Regina Dugan. Okay, now, this is she's involved with all this crazy stuff, but she was DARPA, Motorola, Google. Let's listen to her from 2012 and think about 9 years later. Go ahead and roll 10.
A mechanical mismatch between humans and electronics, right? So electronics are boxy and rigid, humans are curvy and soft. That's a mechanical mismatch problem. Well, a researcher at the University of Illinois, his name is Dr. Rogers, what he discovered is that he could use standard CMOS techniques to make islands of high-performance silicon connected by accordion-like structures that would allow it to stretch up to 200% and still be performing. And what he did is he founded a company, and they started making electronic tattoos. So I'm wearing one here on my arm.
Do we have a camera to get a...
This is a developmental system made by MC10, and it has an antenna and some sensors embedded in it. And what we plan to do is work with them to advance a tattoo that could be used for authentication. Now, it may be true that 10 to 20-year-olds don't want to wear a watch on their wrist, but you can be sure that they'll be far more interested in wearing an electronic tattoo, if only to piss off their parents. Right?
And that can have a design, right?
Because sure.
They would certainly want some kind of cool design.
Options, right? Options. And that's something that you wear, but you could also imagine including authentication in just your daily habits. So I take a vitamin every morning. What if I could take vitamin authentication?
What?
Vitamin authentication. Look, I have one right here. Well, here, I'll let you hold it. Would you like to hold it?
I'll hold it.
Okay. So this...
You guys see it?
This pill has a small chip inside
Think
of it with a
switch. Think about the new Merck pill.
It also has what amounts to an inside-out potato battery. When you swallow it, the acids in your stomach serve as the electrolyte.
That's what I do.
And they power it up, and the switch goes on and off. And it creates an 18-bit ECG-like signal in your body, and essentially your entire body becomes your authentication token. Yes, this is true.
Your entire body becomes your authentication token.
Okay, but...
Okay, so wait. So it's really true. So what this means is that that becomes my first superpower. I really want this superpower. It means that my arms are like wires, my hands are like alligator clips. When I touch my phone, my computer, my door, my car, I'm authenticated in. First superpower. Like, I want that.
So we're not shipping that right away.
Yeah, no. We're not shipping that right away. But it
but
sounds
is it,
like...
Is it, this is FDA clear?
So here's the thing. This is not science fiction. This pill is actually made by a company called Proteus, and they've developed it for medical applications. That pill has been CE stamped and cleared by the FDA. You can take 30 of those per day for the rest of your life.
And then what happens? Does your heart
Nothing.
Beat change? Does your
We can just tell that you've taken the pill, a tattoo that could be used for authentication.
All right, you should stop it there. You mean to tell me 9 years later, with creeps like this broad, Regina Dugan, with the whole authentication system, you mean to tell me that you don't think that there's an authentication system in these jabs? Are you that big of a sucker? You don't think, why do they want to jab kids? Because they want everybody authenticated, folks. This is what it is. It is not... has nothing to do with any virus or sickness. It has the ability to tap you into the internet of things and bodies. That's what it's for. That's what the jabs are for. And I'll argue that till the cows come home. There's no other reason why they would be leaning on the entire public to take it, especially knowing that the so-called efficacy is down to nothing in all of them. Because it's operating systems. It is a authentication system. It is a tracking system. It is surveillance down to, you know, your blood pressure, your thoughts, your emotions, everything. These tubes, these graphene oxide tubes being built, probably going to encapsulate your brain. Now, did everybody get this stuff right off the bat? Don't know. Doubtful. Probably some placebos out there. Because this stuff, the way God designed our bodies, do you think that to take in this transhuman artificial crap into your body is healthy? Remember when it talks about taking the mark of the beast? Everybody's going to have... worrisome sores, boils, and all this crap. So, see, this is the precursor to the biblical mark of the beast. This is the tune-up. This is the soften you up for it. This thing's coming soon. The artificial collapse that we're seeing brought forth. I mean, this demonic siege. How sick is all this? the Chamber of Commerce. Let's rename it the Chamber of Commies. Steve Bannon. I saw a video somewhere. I'm probably on BitChute, but it was talking about biological identification. Biometric identification. Remember when that picture of Bannon with Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, he was this kind of a famous rabbi in the conservative kind of circles, but he hung out with Michael Jackson and all this weird stuff. And they're right when Trump gets in office and Bannon is part of the administration, and they're shaking hands, all smiles, and behind them is a dry erase board with all these ideas. And the person that did the video had this thing circled. And this is hell, 2016, January 2017, right around here. Biometric identification for citizens was one of those things that Bannon had up on this dry erase board. And if you go back to Trump's speeches when he started running, he was talking about biometric identification of citizens because, see, he was real hard on the immigration, you see. And so he was using the illegal immigration as a way to say, well, we need a way to biometrically identify who's supposed to be in the country and who's not. And so the whole, you know, I keep thinking about this January 6th when Trump was speaking, I guess what they call the ellipse, and then all these people, they go to the Congress, and then Trump disappears. And then this entire operation goes down with the provocateurs and all this other stuff. Why didn't Trump show up? Why didn't people from the administration, where was Don Jr.? Where was all these people? Where were they? Where were they there to try to calm this all down? He was saying, hey, we're all going to walk up to the Capitol. This dude walked off and went into the limo, and next thing you know, the whole operation goes down. All these people get caught up. So, very, very weird. So, let's see here. A.G. Garland's wife is an advisor closely linked to the Brennan Center and far-left groups, working to prevent 2020 election audits, okay? And then you got this latest one that broke. And it's about worked heavily with defense contractor E-Systems. A.G. Garland's wife worked at heavily classified defense contractor E-Systems. All right. Let's see here. Then we uncovered on Friday that the fact that Biden's Attorney General Garland's wife is heavily connected with all the far-left players involved in the 2020 election and those who attempted to stop any audits. In addition to these obvious conflicts of interest, we've uncovered more on the potential conflict involving his wife, Lynn Garland. Mrs. Garland graduated from the Brearley School and cum laude from Harvard, Master of Science in Operations Management from the Sloan School of Management at the MIT. Oh, that's interesting. Staff assistant to the vice president in charge of operations of the Melpar Division of E-Systems Incorporated, a defense electronics contractor in Falls Church, Virginia. We now wonder what type of work Ms. Garland was involved in at E-Systems. It's a defense contractor with operations that are highly classified. 60 Minutes attempted to find out more about the company E-Systems. Steve Croft investigated the Fortune 500 company that operates in almost total secrecy, spying on everyone from dictators to drug lords to terrorists with cutting-edge optical and listening devices way back in 1995. Isn't that interesting? The Washington Compost wrote about E-Systems in 1994. If Big Brother ever took control of the United States, E-Systems Incorporated would surely be its prime contractor. Consider, E-Systems designed spy satellite gear that can snap photographs of automobile license plates from space and capture electronic communications from phone calls to rocket telemetry. E-Systems software can analyze those spy satellite photos to see if anything has changed. a Russian tank were moved or an Iraqi missile site built since the last shots were taken. E-Systems can build electronic fences to police borders. Well, they ain't sure ain't helping ours. They'll build one such network of sensors to monitor drug traffickers along the U.S. border with Mexico. To what? Help them come in? And the company says it hopes to build a more sophisticated one for Saudi Arabia. And E-Systems hardware can help federal drug enforcement agencies track cocaine planes and tap drug dealers' telephones. Well, how about some of the help with the fentanyl with all these people overdosing everywhere? You guys got to look at some of the videos on Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia if you want to see the zombie apocalypse. Oh, my gosh. And there's people putting them out every day, and it's just insane. In short, E-Systems technology is part of the central nervous system for the nation's intelligence community, are regarded as brilliant by the intelligence agencies and Wall Street. Kind of interesting there, isn't it? Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. And this is shipping, and it has to do with weather going on in China and, you know, possible weather manipulation. Who knows? Let's roll clip 8.
This is Dabu 7, taking a look at one of the issues that we're facing here with these global shipping lanes getting backed up. A lot of this has been part of a big organized event, if you ask me, because we're seeing it not just in the United States, but we're seeing it in other countries as well. China, one of them. Now, it's not just all by design. There are other factors that are tied into this, like the weather. And some can argue there's a controlling mechanism there as well. But now they're blaming this new storm system that's ravaging China as being this unintended consequence of all of the boats that are stacked up over there now. They're saying that there's a large number. It's starting to look like what it was looking like on our West Coast here in the United States. Ports of Long Beach. Yeah, well, there seems to be more to this than what meets the eye, that's for sure.
But all right, now, go ahead and stop the latest thing. Let's get clip 1 ready, and we can watch the real footage of the whole Let's Go Brandon thing. John in Tennessee wanted me to get this in. A guy named Brandon won a NASCAR race, and then everybody's yelling F Joe Biden in the background, and the fake news is perfect encapsulation of fake news. Go ahead and play clip 1 real quick.
Thank you to all of our partners. Oh my God, it's just such an unbelievable moment.
Brandon, you also told me, as you can hear the chants from the crowd, let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you told me you were going to kind of hang back those first two stages and just watch and learn. What did you learn that helped you there in those closing laps?
Oh, my God. It was learning how each line didn't stay to one. It everything shifted top to bottom so much.
All right. So that's the epitome of fake news. They're obviously yelling F Joe Biden, and then NBC, oh, and they're just saying, let's go, Brandon. This is your Pravda, America. This is your Izvestia. This is your Xinhua, America. We'll see y'all next week.
Has been spilled. The battle is won, the war's been done. Now the tomb I've fed and built. Now it's crystal night once more. Your race once again burns. Look at me, I am the law. Under the hammer.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN.